Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Flame Call, who the hell on some crazy? Yeah, me and that said, man, we gotta get this money, man. Nigga, get out of the way, man. Shit, we gotta get him out of the way. Enemy motherfucking that player, nigga.
Busting a nine, making moves is mandatory. Okay. My story is self-explanatory. Enemies wanna see me buried. I keep a steady clip. Hollow tip, all you snake ass niggas. No second guessing when cowards testing. No pulling the trigger. Cause once I let that Beretta rearrange your sweater, shout it, don't get the picture till he's feeling the terror. Spit like a misfit. I'm the limelight, nigga. Keep the plot lit like it was a bomb site, nigga. Artilleries make me shout it bleed. So-called G's, they drop it to their knees. Give me me, or you niggas learn the hard way. Either way, I'ma reappear each year like the holidays. Till they say Flame is the best of the best. Won't rest until I see Flame on that front page with five mics. I demand the respect.
Yeah, trying to be your favorite rapper on the radio. Nigga got a problem, need to see me like a cable show. Enemies necessary. Get rich, nigga. Enemies necessary. Real over bitch, nigga. Trying to be your favorite rapper on the radio. Yeah. Bitches got a problem, need to see me like a cable show. Enemies necessary. Get rich, nigga. Enemies necessary. Real over bitch, nigga.
Just to beat me, you need more bitches than the days of the year. And with that stunt and shit, so I told my grill to chill. But my chain shining so hard that it's a choice in my light bill. Certified hood, got more stripes than a peppermint. Smoking on Keisha Cole, yeah, the draw is heaven sent. All your girl for rock, man, I bring forth change. And I still move the cane like a foreign exchange. Niggas don't fuck around, peace up, they tail down. Hit me through the system, yeah, my truck made parade sound. Niggas is cockroaches, and you're talking it slick. And me and my clique, a Lee ass lost like Robin Thicke. Lady Flame in the fast lane, you niggas still in slow-mo. Solo, I'm wrecking bass beats in your best hole. Better know, when the track stop and the beat knock, I grab the glock and make your block hot like some pop rock.
Yeah, trying to be your favorite rapper on the radio. Nigga got a problem, need to see me like a cable show. Enemies necessary. Get rich, nigga. Enemies necessary. Real over bitch, nigga. Trying to be your favorite rapper on the radio. Bitches got a problem, need to see me like a cable show. Enemies necessary. Get rich, nigga. Enemies necessary. Real over bitch, nigga.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, at Lady Flame 11. Hype Mike Radio, it is what it is. That was me, Lady Flame 11, and then this there. Shout out to that boy, Super L, man. I appreciate the love on that record off that Rebirth album. Y'all know what it is. I appreciate everybody for rocking with me tonight, man. We got a special, special, special guest that's going to be stopping through. Fan appreciation. It is what it is, man. The lines was blowed last night. Like, for real. Like, dude, Fiend, man, we love you. We got some diehard fans out there, man. The lines was stupid blowed. For real, man. But like I said, it is what it is. LC, I see you on the line. What's good?
What's good? What's good? What's good? This your boy LC, Mr. Hype Mike.
Hey, Mr. Hype Mike in the building. We going to set this thing out. Now, I want to ask you one thing. How you feel about the Remy Ma situation, man? Social media been buzzing like
a
motherfucker.
Well, really, really, I've been distracted by, you know, what went on in the BET Awards between this guy, Joe Budden and Amigos. You know, I did my search, and I got a lot to talk about that situation. And also the Migos and Chris Brown, and also Meek Mill. You know, I was a supporter of Meek Mill, so I seen this. You know, man, how can you be scared to fight Safari head up and you send your goons to jump Safari? Really?
Wait! I missed all this shit. But you know what?
Man,
let's keep
it's been so much been going on, man. Y'all calling. It's been so much going on over this BET award. I'm talking about, man, it's been lit. And I want everybody to call in. I give y'all all the 411 and what I feel about the situation. I was number one Meek fan even when he was beefing with your boy Drake, man. I was still around with Meek, but ever since he pulled his stunt, they jumped Safari, and it's on camera, it's on footage, everything, every bit of it is on YouTube, man. And they jumped Safari, and Meek Mill jumped out of the car, and then, you know, him and Game beefing over it.
Right, all right.
Now we
can't
Game is going hard. I got a track that next show I'm gonna play this track by the Game, and the Game literally destroys this guy.
Wow, that's crazy. That is crazy. Now, we're going to talk more about that when we come back from the break. I see the phone lines are ringing. Y'all waiting on that boy Fiend to call in, right? Hey, I'm excited as well, man. Like, for real, cool-ass dude. Once he get on the line, y'all ask him questions, chop it up. Y'all know what it is, Hype Mike Radio. Y'all know what it is, man. We're going to play some Black Faces by Gambino. Let's go.
Turn that beat up for me. Really everything, like the headphones. Yeah. Yeah. A little bit louder. No punch. You know that mean we working hard. Look, young rich nigga shit. Pops was an immigrant. Lifestyle illegit, but now our own businesses. Started out the trunk, ended up at the dealership. All gold, roly, black face, no blemishes. Legend in my city, cause I grind so vigorous. If I show my face west of Texas, that's a big event. Gotta pay me 20 cents just to hear me vent. I'm really out here on some shit, you should take a flick. Ballin' on my own 10 toes, so the difference is I call shots, never ask for permission, man. I got a lot of big plans in my vision, and I ain't failed yet, about a dollar, hell yes. I'm a problem failed test, it's only getting worse. I swear I'm getting money, I just hope you getting yours. I'm killing niggas solo, so you know I'm getting more. Now that young Gambino on the course. Go.
This is for that real shit. This is for that east side. Yeah. This is for my bad girls. This is for them good guys. This is for my grandma. Yeah. This is for that west side. This is for them niggas talking shit on the west side. Damn, I feel good. You ain't feeling nothing.
Yeah.
This is for my niggas who be living dime a dozen. Bino got that good shit. Nipsey got them aces on some young rich shit. Kennedy's a black face. Yeah. Black faces, my rollies so racist. All black faces, Obama on that $1 million bill. Black faces, yeah, nigga, black faces.
Yeah. Yo, I got this. Yo, turn up.
Hey, here we go. Okay, league of my own, swag Gina Davis. Only rapper making 100K on your playlist. Niggas talk on Twitter, but in life they don't say shit. My rollie's so racist. All black faces, we the new faces. Kill them like Jason. Grind in my sleep, man, that nigga needs braces. Wonder what you feeling like. Used to be the nervous type. They ain't mention Vito, man, that shit must be on purpose, right? Hostile, nigga, my style. Kind of flow to paint a picture Norman Rockwell. I don't eat pasta, everything is low carb. I don't fly coach now, say I fly Go Yard. Leave a face covered in that Coast Guard. Metaphor Mozart, all we do is tell them the truth. M-box to my people on some family ties. Magazines got black faces when somebody dies. I mean, look at Donna Summer, she was trying to survive. People wrestle over petty cash when we should really be crying over that 1% like we tipped the milk glass. Fuck y'all, I'ma let my grandkids ball. Look to the future, these dudes so last week. See me stunting so Condé nasty. Me and Nipsey on some grown shit. No rent, own shit, so Jim Crow shit. Black faces. Hey, nigga, black faces. Black faces. Royalty, nigga. Thank you.
welcome back. Welcome back. That was Black Faces Gambino in this motherfucker. Hey, I see you on the live scene. Let me go ahead and open up these phone lines for you. Hello, welcome to Hype Mike.
It's all gravy. It's all gravy, baby. Irma, how was happening with you?
Hey, what's going on, Fiend in the building? We appreciate you stopping by. What's good with you?
Everything good. Everything good. How y'all feeling today?
Oh, we feeling great.
Oh, hell, the great, man.
Okay.
Man, one of the pioneers of the game. Y'all don't know how big that era was when this guy right here that's on the phone who you speaking with right now, him and his whole entire clique really just took over the game for almost over a decade. And it's just royalty at its best, man.
It's love, man. I appreciate you, fam. You know, I'm just happy to be here, you know what I'm saying, with some cool people that's still keeping the culture going, you know?
Most definitely. Shout out to Real Hip Hop. Now, I did have a chance to catch a show at the House of Blues in New Orleans, man. That bitch was blow, man. I love it.
Oh,
you know I was going to say it because I missed that show, right?
Oh, bro. Hey.
Lady Flame, I can admit, though, because Lady Flame, she was trying to, get me to go over like 2 or 3, 4, 5, 6 times, but I had something else scheduled, and I just hate that I missed it. I promise you I hate that I missed it.
Oh, it was something unique because I've never had a chance to really do a show dedicated to a lot of new music. Like, you know
right.
what I'm saying? And it take a special type of audience to want to be able to indulge in a lot of my new stuff. You know what I'm saying? I got an artist I've been working with since he's been in middle school, and been doing everything I can to guide his career and help spot the greatness in him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he already had potential to do good business, but I just wanted him to identify mm-hmm. that with the right people. You know what I'm saying? The right energy, you could do anything. So it was cool, man, to do that at home. We've been wanting to do that at home for so long, so I guess it was so fitting to end up doing a project together. You know what I'm saying? Because we didn't do a project
right.
together in all this time. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so that was dope. I'm happy you was there to witness that, you feel me? Because it was nice, it was intimate, and it was dope.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Like, the energy that, like, each artist brought to the stage was just incredible, man. Shout out to Corner Boy P., all of y'all who definitely just brought down the house for real. So what's like going on with Fiend? Like, when is the next show? Like, when is the album dropping? All of that good stuff.
Yeah, that's everything good, man. I'm working on a couple albums at once. The next show, believe it or not, a Fiend show may be next month in Alabama. I got off the city once we take care of some few other ends of the business about it. But Alabama for sure. Alabama have a show from me next month sometime for sure. You know what I mean? I'm doing a little cameo appearance today. Yeah, man. So, Alabama, the love is just beyond real between me, Alabama. A lot of places, you hear me? But Alabama just constantly just reminds me that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of that work wasn't in vain. And I'm just grateful, you know?
Most definitely. We appreciate that. You know, we in Alabama, too, now. So, you got to come out of Alabama Music Awards show. Like, for real.
All right. I don't get invited. I'm not aware of it. It haven't hit my radar as of to just now. So, you know what I mean? We can put that in motion. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
Put that
I'm
in
definitely
motion.
Gonna send
yeah.
you information on that, man. Like, for real, for real. Now, as far as Corner Boy P, you said you've been working with him since he was 14?
I've been working with him since he was in middle school.
Oh, wow. Okay,
you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
Yeah, sir. Yeah, so that lets you know the type of attitude, how we feel behind, putting time toward in an artist. You know what I'm saying? It's just bigger than just the paycheck, you know what I'm saying? It's about the long haul if you got the patience, you know what I mean?
Right. So, I mean, let the people know, those who are not familiar with your legendary work, let the people know how you got started
sure.
and and all of that good stuff, because I don't think they understand the magnitude of your work right now.
It's all good. You know what I mean? My name is Fiend. That's F-I-E-N-D. You know what I'm saying? Some know me as Shotty. Some know me as Mr. Womp Womp. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people know me as Sleepy Eyes Jones, International Jones. But at the end of the day, I'm that guy, you know what I'm saying, the underdog that was on No Limit Records, that sold 2 gold albums and was involved with over 80 million records sold, you know what I'm saying, in 3 years' time, you know, which equivalates to about $400 million. So to be a part of something like that alone, you know what I'm saying, should speak volume to anybody that's tuned in, and I hope would motivate anybody that's tuned in on just really the magnitude of what's going on right now on this Blog Talk Radio, you know?
Real talk, man. That's what's up. That's why we salute you, man, like, for real. So what are some of the things that kept you going throughout your career, you know? I know you got longevity in the game, but, like, what are some of the things that kept you going besides, like, the love and the passion for music?
The things that kept me going is being I'm going to say my faith, you know what I mean? My faith and knowing that the end of the day is going to be on me, but I love what I do, and, you know, having strong people in your corner praying for you, I would say that about sums it up. You know, I got all the talent in the world. You know what I mean? I got all the talent in the world, but, you know, but the strong, you know, family members constantly putting prayers up for you and that putting the energy out there for you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody sitting at home saying, I want to see you do great. Somebody sitting at home saying, I hope this person is okay. Somebody taking their time to focus their energy on me. All the fans that have supported me over the years, that is what kept my career going for 19 years plus. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that's real talk. That's real talk right there. We appreciate, like I said, real hip-hop, man.
Well, I have a question. I have a question for you. How did you see the atmosphere, like, such as the music scene that's going on, the buzz that New Orleans have right now, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, well, me, myself, personally, I'm a truly a hip-hop fan, and I'm always looking for the next artist, the next movement. And so how would you say the whole feel of New Orleans right now is?
The whole feel of the music scene at home is no different. You know what I mean? We always had the ball in our court, whether, you know what I mean, it was showcased in media, magazines, blogs, radio stations, what have you. We've always had the ball in our court, you know what I'm saying? I could name 2 record labels, and that'll sum it up, you know, Cash Money Records, No Limit Records, you know what I'm saying? We've always had the ball in our court, you know what I'm saying? So right now, it's inspiring, you know, to see all these new acts that want to do it, and that's going about doing it, you know what I'm saying? It's inspiring, you heard me? And I just hope that they all go by having their business straight, you know what I mean? Having their business straight to make it to be the end all of what they want it to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Definitely feeling that.
Yeah, but everything is good. The city, wow, you heard me? Like, it's like a third world country domestically to be in the United States. You know what I'm saying?
It's funny because I always looked at it as a whole another level, especially in the South. It was like on a whole another level, and I kind of looked at it like a third world country as well. And so,
it's real, bro. It's real. I tell people in a heartbeat, you hear me? Like, you know, it's all love. You hear me? You know, and I'm not bragging on, you know, on the hostility or nothing, or you know, because we just as hospitable. You hear me? We just as hospitable. You feel me? It's just, it's so much built up, you know what I'm saying? So much built up. I guess the only way we can get it out is through culture, through art, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, maybe that's another reason why we've been musically known, you know, being a birthplace of jazz and, you know, stuff like that for so long, because we just got so much to talk about here in the South, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Most definitely. Like, for real. I know that's, like, my second home now. Like, every chance I get, I'm down in New Orleans. Like, for real.
And you're supposed
like,
to
I
be.
Love it.
You're supposed to be. You're supposed to be. It
for
is
real.
Your home. This is most people don't get. It's, we got the oldest African-American neighborhood in the United States. You know what I'm saying? It's in New Orleans, the birthplace of jazz. You know, that alone is a bridge from here to the world or to Europe. You know what I'm saying? The cooking, the culture. You know, we all not like bragging like, yeah, you need to come to my city. No, this our city. It's yours. It's mine. You know what I'm saying? Because our culture runs so deep. You know what I'm saying? It runs so deep. So you should be. That's why you connect to it. That's why you can't help but want to get us something to sip on. Why we call our wine spirits. Why we call our alcohol spirits. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to get that vibe going, that vibration, that frequency, and get the moving around the city and feeling that vibe. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all you are welcome down here because this is your home. You heard me?
Yeah, I mean, it's always like that. Like you said, that vibe, every time I come there, is always love, like, for real. And I want to give a shout-out to Uptown Angela, too. She's been showing hella love, man, like, for real.
Yeah,
but
that's another queen.
Yeah, man, she is dope. Like, shout-out to her. She really been kind of got some, you know, give a girl some advice and everything about the broadcasting side of things. And I appreciate that, too, being a vet in the game like that, man. So shout out to her as well. Now, where can people follow you, like on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, all of that good stuff?
I'm on Instagram a lot. You can get on Instagram, and it's number 504-FIEND. You know what I mean? 504-FIEND. The number 504-FIEND. You can follow me on there. On Snapchat, it's Fiend Womp Womp, FIEND WHOMP. And then you got also Twitter is Fiend for the Money, FIEND, the number 4DA Money, Fiend for the Money.
All right, that's what's up, y'all. Y'all heard it first. Now, I want to know, is you going to be at the Essence Music Festival this year now? I'm coming down there to broadcast live.
I'm there. You heard me. It's already a no-brainer that, you know what I'm saying, we there and we doing our thing. Yeah. I'm going there to support the homie, Master P. I'm going there to support the Essence Festival for constantly bringing this great event to our city, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Bringing this type of money to our city. I appreciate that so much. And I'm going there for the culture, for the people, you know what I'm saying, to make this culture continue on. So I would definitely be in the building, you know what I'm saying, doing Make Them Say one time for the people, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, by all means, you know what I'm saying, come on out, you know what I'm saying, come check your people out, you know what I'm saying, one time and do the same thing, you hear me?
That's what's up. Now, y'all already know them tickets are still on sale for the Essence Music Festival. Actually, they're at a discount rate right now, so y'all better go ahead and get those tickets, www.essence.com. Y'all already know what it is. It's going to be in New Orleans. So now with Fiend, we got this Corner Boy T and featuring you, of course, MMMD. Could you tell us a little bit about that track right there?
Yeah, I already know. It's your big homie Fiend featuring my little brother Corner Boy P with this Money Made Me Do It. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's just been my mentality. When I heard the track, I just went on go with that. You heard me? We laid that down in Atlanta, riding on them I-9, them I-10, the 65 to 85. You know what I'm saying? And this is when we wake up every morning. Yeah, you should be hitting your alarm clock of this shit every morning.
Real talk, that bitch jumping too. Like,
yeah,
for real. So y'all already know what it is, man. MMMD, Corner Boy, P, and Fiend, man. Y'all need to get that. We appreciate you stopping through. And like I said, I will be down at the Essence Music Festival this weekend. Hopefully we can link, man, and go from there. Shout out to that girl, Mia S, man. She's going to be hitting the stage. Like, for real.
Yeah, she's going to be hitting the stage, too. We all going to be hitting the stage. We're going to have a good-ass time.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We appreciate you stopping through, man. And like I said, try to come out to the Alabama Music Awards show. I'm going to send you information about that as well.
Yeah, let me know about that. I'd love to make some time to get out there. You know what I'm saying? Make some new memories.
All right, y'all. It is what it is. Hype Mike Radio, signing off with me, Mr. Womp Womp. Let me hear you say it one time now. You got to say it.
It's Mr. Womp Womp. Come on now. Come on.
Hey, y'all know what it is.
I got you. Yeah, Jeremy's all
radio.
Good, man. Let's get to it.
Yeah. Corner boy.
Like it's a demo, like we in the 90s. I mean, send your MP3s, your CDs, whatever you got. Send it in, man. ShantyCC1@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know everything, man. Let us know what's your new shows, tours, anything you got you want us to promote for you. Y'all make sure y'all hit us up, man. LC on the line. I see you, man. We're going to go ahead into this. Post Malone, congratulations. And then we're going to come back with the hot topics from the BET Awards. And we're going to get into that, y'all. Y'all stay tuned. Hype Mike Radio. Let's go.
Mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed ever since we was on. I dreamed it all ever since I was young. They said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. That was never friendly, yeah. Now I'm jumping out the Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I knew I had to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah.
I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 babies, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, but all that mean nothing when I saw my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bottom, yeah, yeah. With winning, put your lighters to the sky. How could I make sense when I got millions on my mind? Coming with that bullshit, I just put it to the side. Bought a sense of baby, they could see it in my eyes. My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed. Ever since we was on, I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it. I was patient, yeah, oh, I was patient. Hey, oh. Now I can scream that we made it. Now everywhere, everywhere I go, they say congratulations. Young nigga, graduation, yeah. I pick up the rock and I ball, baby. I'm looking for someone to call, baby. But right now I got a situation. Never old Ben Franklin, yes. Big ring, champagne. My life is like a ball game. But instead I'm in a trap, though. Pop so big, call it Super Bowl. Super Bowl, call the hoes, get in the rolls. Top flow lifestyle, Hunter and Post. Malone, I got a play on my phone. You know what I'm on. Hunter Houdini is gone. My mama called, see you on TV. Sunset shit done changed. Ever since we was on, I dreamed it all. Ever since I was young, they said I won't be nothing. Now they always say congratulations. Worked so hard, forgot how to vacation. They ain't never had the dedication. People hating, say we changing, look, we made it. Yeah, we made it.
On, y'all, it's your girl at Lady Flame 11, Hype Mike Radio. LC is in the building. Shout out to that boy Fiend for stopping through, Mr. Womp Womp. See, I can't even say that shit like he did.
Womp Womp.
The one and only Fiend. Well, how he said it, LC?
Womp Womp.
Well, that track was so high. That track was, you ain't lying, I can't even say it right, but now that track was so high. That trap was so high, I thought I was out for the ass, man. Damn, can I get on the remix?
like when I tell you that show was blowed. Like, they really, if y'all got a chance to go see Fiend live in action, man, make sure y'all go see one of those live shows. Like, it was bananas. It was packed. Corner Boy P did his thing as well. That's another artist y'all really need to look out for, because he got
I'm going to start IG him and everything, because he really dope. I mean, really, really, really dope. And I be personally, as an artist, I would love to work with him.
Like,
and, you know, of course, Fiend as well. That's like the hip-hop head dream to work with somebody of his stature. So, of course, that's not even a question.
Exactly, man. Now, I know earlier, like I said, salute the Fiend. We got some more of his hot joints. Y'all know we're going to play that shit, right? But before we get into that, let's get with LC about what he was talking about with the Migos. I know,
okay, man. You know me as the hip-hop, you know, I'm the first one who broke it to Lady Flame before Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj first started going at each other. And so, take over for now, Santee.
Now, I know that Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma was going back and forth, of course, but Remy took home that BET Awards Best Female Hip Hop of the Year. Shout out to Remy Ma for bringing that real shit back. But, like, this debate that I've been, like, really, really, really discussing online with other female rappers or whatever, Nicki has broken records. Now, I'm not saying that she's a better artist, but what I'm saying is the bitch no business. And I salute Nicki for that. But I'm like, damn, why we can't live in a world where all female artists exist? Can we get like 5 or 6 on the top of the Billboard charts at one time before we start picking who is hotter than who? Like, for real, it's a male-dominated industry now. So, damn, can we all just get along? Like, for real. And then shout out to Mia X, man. I will be seeing her tear down the motherfucking stage at the Essence Music Festival this weekend. Like I said earlier, if y'all have not gotten y'all tickets, make sure y'all go get them tickets, www.essence.com/festival2017. They got them for the low, y'all. It's like $50. Then, on top of that, they got a whole bunch of free events going on in the New Orleans area. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can go to a show or whatever, and then you can go to a pop-up here and there, you know what I'm saying? It still be in the middle of the festivities. I don't know if y'all ever been to New Orleans, but like I was telling Fiend earlier, man, it's like my second home now. Like, for real, it be jumping there. It's all love. Get you some gumbo. Hit the Essence Music Festival. Hear some good music. You know, not only is Mir X, Master P, Fiend said he was going to be in the building, Sit the Shaka, Chance the Rapper, Mary J. Blige. It's just going to be a star-studded event, man. Like, for real, for real. So y'all don't want to miss that. But getting back to these BET Awards, let's talk about Chance the Rapper acceptance speech. You know, he's been giving a lot of money to the Chicago area schools, and I salute him for that. You know what I'm saying? I really salute him for actually coming out and saying what he got to say on that podium, because a lot of people in the industry are afraid to say what's on their mind, thinking that, you know, they're going to lose some fans or endorsements or whatever. But as y'all know, Chance the Rapper, he fund his own shit. So when you fund your own shit, you make your own rules. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Chance the Rapper. You know what I'm saying? And we just appreciate him being speaking honestly about everything that's going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? Bringing awareness to this shit, because somebody got to say it. If not him, who? So without further ado, we're going to get back into some more Fiend joints. Mr. Romp Romp. See, I still can't say that shit right. Y'all know what it is. Hype Mike Radio. We got a couple more minutes. Y'all call in. Let us know what you want to hear. Weigh in on these topics. Nicki Minaj or Remy Ma. Hey, we out here. Y'all call in the guest line 646-787-8397. Hype Mike Radio. Let's go.
Who was born to be ratted? Me by my daddy. Singing on this guy, cats on my body. Damn it, it's shattered. With a red bean batted. Women call me poppy. Niggas call me Mr. Hit 'em, get 'em. Or just bad motherfucker because I'm crooked to spit 'em. Dismiss 'em. I beat the total living. Somebody get 'em. If I put this in 'em and the doctors won't admit 'em. Look, I won't bullshit 'em. The scene crooked to put you in the jammy. Soldier, put it on myself. Put it on my mama and her mammy. Lay it on out the navy. Got these niggas hate me badly. Sitting they pussy at me just to see if they can stab me. Don't have my marbles at all. I'm horrible, dog. Don't believe me. Watch the reaction. Will not give this cause, mister. Be a drug.
hard to see. Follow me ever since I said the quarter key. Checking for me in Blockbuster every quarterly. Pardon me, I don't know if I'm the shit or the letter nigga bone. But right now, I'm a nigga that's damaging your trunk as Mr. Walk, 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 walk.
Yo, what's up, nigga? This the Connor MP. But, same nigga, your motherfucking time to shine. We gon' mix this shit up with Bun B and Pimp C. UK and Fiend. Just straight for all the niggas in the hood. Niggas on the corner. Every nigga in the penitentiary. Nigga, this bust a motherfucking freak. This for all the real niggas and bitches out there. You heard me? No limit style. Told y'all, motherfuckers.
Making, playing
Yo, what's up, nigga? This the Clown on MP. But, same niggas, your motherfucking time to shine. We gon' mix this shit up with Bun B and Pimp C.
Hey.
K and Fiend. Just straight for all the niggas in the hood, niggas on the corner, every nigga in the penitentiary. Nigga, this bust a motherfucking freak. This for all the real niggas and bitches out there, you heard me? No limit style. Told y'all, motherfuckers,
you motherfucker,
limit.
I don't see where you coming from. I don't like your zone, bitch, your microphone, bitch, your tone switch. Sound like you wanna dig your own ditch. My pleasure to bring the shovel. You been looking for trouble, so me and seeing Fingon, but your bubble on the double. Up one, up two, march, nigga, five, that torch, nigga. Straighten it out like torch, nigga, when I parch, nigga. Take a sip of some kerosene, mixed with promethazine. Turn your block to a terracine, shit you ain't never seen. 20 millimeter tack rounds, eating up everything. Nowhere to run, how to back down. I put my Mac down, picked up my ass kicker, cause it blast sticker, hoes and get off in that ass quicker. The last trigger figure, he had a chance, took a glance at that chopper, shit in his pants. Did the murder man dance, could be shine like clusters, to leave you in the dust, cause we trying to get rid of all you haters, and you never fucking bust.
Catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out of me. I got hot sauce in my bag. What? I see it, I want it.
Gracious, best revenge is your paper.
Slowly. won't ever let go. Need it all for fraction. No, she think of Michael Jackson. Billie Jean moonwalk. I need the front and the back end. She in love with the fashion, but she in love with the flashing. Bitch, this ain't your money, bitch, I spend it on you, cause you know I have it. With my walls in the six, X toes, yeah, they tick. I'ma rain on a bitch, really rain on a bitch.
Tuning in, man. Shout out to boy C for stopping through. Like, for real, that's a good look, man. We appreciate
most
y'all.
Definitely. We also appreciate everybody who called in, you know, everybody who listened in. You know, we much love due to y'all as well.
Most definitely, man. We're going to keep on rocking, man. Until next time, Hype Mike Radio signing off. Hey, Dougie Fresh, Mason Beach. Thursday, let's go!